Blog Talk Radio.
Grace and peace. Thank you this morning for joining us for a time of intercessory prayer. We're going to get started in just a moment. We thank you again for dialing in this morning to be a part of this time of intercession. Praise the Lord as we're preparing to get started. If there are prayer requests, if you could go ahead and share those prayer requests with us at this time.
Hello, this is Greg from Pennsylvania.
Hello, praise the Lord.
I've been really changing my diet, exercising, you know, dealing with some reoccurring issues. So that and for my family.
Yes. Certainly. We will keep you lifted.
Amen.
Are you also prepared, Greg, to pray for your region this morning?
Yeah, I can pray.
Okay, awesome. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started. It's just a couple of minutes after 9 this morning, but we're going to get started with those of us that have already joined the call. Do we have other intercessors that joined in that would like to participate in the rotation this morning?
Carla.
Praise the Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Sharon. Amen. So we're going to have Carla to open us up, followed by Sharon, followed by Greg, and I'll do the closeout. So, Greg, because you don't know the voices yet, you'll be the third person to pray this morning. So you'll be the third person in our rotation. Carla will open up, Sharon, Greg, and then I will close out. Carla, please go ahead. Thank you.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we bless you on this morning, oh God. And we just thank you on this morning, oh God. Hallelujah to Jesus, God. We just give you the praise and the glory, oh God, that is due your name, oh God. For you are so worthy, oh God, and you're worthy to be praised on this morning, Father God. We just thank you on this morning, Father God, just considering, oh God, that it is the Lord's mercies, oh God, that we are not consumed, oh God, for your compassions, they fail not in morning by morning, oh God. New mercies we see in great is your faithfulness, O God, unto us, O God. We thank you, O God, that you are our Lord, O God, and we just acknowledge you on this morning that you are the Lord of lords and you are the King of kings, O God. You are the bright and morning star, O God. You are the lily of the valley on this morning, God. You're everything that we need and some more, O God. So we just honor you on this morning, Father God, hallelujah, and we give you the praise, O God, that is so rightly due your name on this morning, O God. God. We just come on this morning, Father God, touching and agreeing. Father God, we come on this morning, oh God. Oh God, just humbling ourselves, oh God, before you on this morning, oh God. Oh God, just with a spirit of humility, oh God, as we, oh God, as we, oh God, embrace, oh God, and we grace your presence on this morning, Father. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to your name, oh God. We just thank you on this morning, oh God. We come, oh God, just presenting our bodies before you on this morning as a living sacrifice, Father God. Holy and acceptable unto you, oh God, which is our reasonable service on this morning, Father God. Hallelujah. So we just thank you on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. And we just pray, oh God, God, that you would just continue to have your way, oh God, in the lives of your people on this morning, Father God. We thank you for all that you're doing, oh God, in the earth, oh God. We thank you for all that you're doing, oh God, in your people, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, God, that how you are a strategic God. Father God, hallelujah, how you're placing and how you're positioning, how you're shifting, oh God, how you're turning, how you're rearranging, how you're repositioning, Father God. My God, how you're even redefining some of us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. So we just thank you on this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, hallelujah. And we just yield to your lordship on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We just pray on this morning, oh God, that we will be in your divine and perfect will, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray on this morning, God, that we will be the vessels, oh God, that you can position, oh God, and use, oh God, any way that you see fit, Father God. We thank you for positioning us, Father God, as intercessors on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, hallelujah, God. And let us, oh God, hallelujah, God, be the vessels, oh God, that you're calling for in this hour, oh God, clean vessels, vessels that you can use on this morning, vessels that are fit for the master's use on this morning, my God, vessels on this morning, oh God, that you can anoint, vessels, Father God, oh God, that you can trust, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, vessels, oh God, that are sold out to you on this morning, Father God, oh God, hallelujah, vessels, oh God, that will bear your name and honor, Father God, hallelujah to Jesus, glory to your name, oh God, so we, oh God, we just present these vessels before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father, and we ask on this morning, Father God, hallelujah, God, that you would just anoint us afresh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask, Father God, hallelujah, God, oh God, that you would just restore us, Father God, into our rightful places on this morning, Father God, in the kingdom, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would just, Father God, hallelujah, oh God, position us, oh God, hallelujah, for the assignment that you've entrusted into our hands, oh God. Let us be found as a faithful people in this hour, Father God. Let us be a discerning people in this hour, oh God, that we will be able to discern, oh God, what you're calling for, that what you're asking for, God. Let us be consecrated vessels, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let us be submitted vessels in this hour, Father God. Let us be obedient vessels in this hour, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, don't let us be out, oh God, of sort, oh God, but we will be, oh God, positioned in the place where you have called us to be, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, let us, oh God, not, oh God, abandon the assignment in this hour, Father God. My God, let us not turn a deaf ear, oh God, to your voice, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, let us not be AWOL in this hour, my God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, hallelujah, but we will be found in the place, oh God, that you're calling us to, Father God, that we will be an active people in this hour, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, oh God, that you will prompt us, oh God. I pray that you will propel us, oh God, in our spirits, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, oh God, that you will charge us again, my God. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you will thrust us out and you will thrust us forth, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, and I pray on this morning, Father God, oh God, that the will of the Lord will be done in the name of Jesus, Father God. So we just come on today, oh God, just presenting ourselves before the Father on this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. You said they that know the Lord shall be strong, oh God, and do great exploits, oh God, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. So we pray on this morning, oh God, that you will have your way with us, oh God, deal with us, oh God, and let your dealings be great in this hour, Father God, in the name of
Jesus, Father God. So we thank you on this morning, God. We lift up those on this morning, Father God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, those that have been victim of the storm on this morning, Father God, we lift them up to you on this morning, oh, God. Oh, God, we ask that we pray for them, and we ask, oh, God, that you would bless them, oh, God. Oh, God, and that you would meet them, oh, God, at the point of their need on this morning, Father. Oh, God, those who have those, oh God, who have experienced, my God, devastation, my God, those who have experienced catastrophes, oh God. Oh God, those who have become victims, oh God, of death, oh God, and loss, my God, hallelujah, major trauma, my God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray that you will touch them, and I pray that you will bless them, oh God, that you will bless them mentally, oh God. I pray that you will strengthen them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Psychologically, Father God, I pray, oh God, emotionally, oh God, that you will meet them, oh God. I pray, oh God, God, that you will meet their needs, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray that you will touch the hearts of men all over the nation, my God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, and that you will lay them upon the hearts of men, oh God. Oh God, hallelujah, that you will make provision for them, oh God, in their time of loss, in their time of need, Father God. My God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray, oh God, that you will meet the needs of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray favor, Father God, oh God, for all those, oh God, who were victims, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that they will get the assistance, oh God, that they need, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray, oh God, God, that you would just make ways, oh God. I pray that you would even work miracles, Father God, hallelujah, on some of their behalf, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We just lift them up before you on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And I pray, oh God, God, hallelujah, God, that you will bring a resolve to them, oh God. My God, that you would bring some sense of peace to them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray that you would bring an assurance to them, oh God. My God, in their time of need, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh God, so we pray for those, oh God, who have been victims of the storm, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray that you would step into their moment right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray that you would show yourself strong and that you would show yourself mighty, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We lift up on this morning, God. Our God, we lift up Greg before you on this morning, God. Touch him, oh God. Oh God, and bless him, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray, oh God. Oh God, that you would touch him in his body, God, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we speak healing to his body, oh God. Let healing be his portion on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we rebuke, my God, every reoccurring issue, oh God, every affliction, disease, sickness, infirmity, oh God. Oh God, hallelujah, we send it back to the pit of hell, oh God. Oh God, but we decree and we declare on this morning the health, healing, wholeness, and wellness shall be his portion, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, hallelujah, and by your stripes he's already healed, Father God. Bless his family on today, oh God. Move in a mighty way, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray that you would do it, oh God, that you would get the glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will raise him up, my God, that he will be a living testimony, oh God, to the delivering power, our God, to the healing power of God, my God, in the name of Jesus. On this morning, Father God, I thank you for moving by your spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. So I pray on today, our God, I lift up marriages on today, my God, in the name of Jesus, our God, you said, Father God, hallelujah, that which you put together, oh God, let no man put asunder, my God. I pray for marriages, oh God, and that you would unify, oh God, the marriage, and you would strengthen it, oh God, even the more, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, oh God, for the couples, oh God, that you would let them be of the same mind, and of the same spirit, and of on the same accord, oh God, hallelujah, that they will have sympathy for one another, and love and understanding for one another, my God, oh God, that they would encourage one another, my God, in the name of Jesus, I pray on this morning, my God, for the marriage, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will cause them, oh God, our God, to be compassionate and courteous and tender-hearted towards one another. My God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would give them to have a spirit of humility, oh God, to one another, my God, our God, referring one another above themselves, my God, in the name of Jesus, I pray on this morning, oh God, for any, oh God, spirit of, oh God, confusion, Father God, any spirits of disagreement, agreement on this morning, my God. God, not let them go, oh God, evil for evil and railing for railing, insult for insult on this morning, my God. In the times of frustration, Father God, oh God, but I pray that you will bring a resolve. My God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, oh God, that you would give them, oh God, I got to understand one another, my God, to give them, oh God, to open up the lines of communication, my God, in the name of Jesus, I pray on this morning, my God, and I take authority over every outside ungodly influence, oh God, our God, that would try to rule over their marriage, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, oh God, the things that they know and the things that they don't know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, oh God, we rebuke the enemy on this morning, oh God. Oh God, we rebuke him, oh God, and we bind him, oh God, and we overthrow and override, oh God. We overturn, Father God, every plot and every plan, every scheme of the enemy to come to bring division, Father God. I pray that you would give them to walk in the spirit of agreement, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, and you would unify, Father God. For we know, oh God, that where there is unity, oh God, there is strength, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I pray that when the enemy tries to come in like a flood, oh God, that you will lift up a standard against him, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you would give them to be discerning, oh God, oh God, that they will be able to quickly identify and detect, oh God, the issues, Father God, I got the enemy, oh God, I got in the name of Jesus, and they will ward off every attack, my God, in the name of Jesus. I just pray for them on today, and I pray that you would bless them, Father God, and I pray that you would strengthen them, oh God, oh God, and I pray that you would be in the midst, and I pray, oh God, that they will submit themselves, my God, that they will not walk in the flesh, oh God, but they will walk in the spirit, that they won't fulfill the lust of their flesh, my God, I pray that you would give them to be led of the spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Also, we thank you for marriages on today. I thank you for restoring, oh God, and I thank you for rebuilding. I thank you for refreshing on this morning. My God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I just thank you on this morning, oh God, for all that you're doing in the lives of your people, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you, oh God, even those that have suffered lost on this morning, my God, those that are in bereavement, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray that you would minister, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would lift the spirit of heaviness on today, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray, God, that even though their weeping may endure for a night, oh God, that you would bring them joy, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray that they will look into you, oh God, to the hills from which cometh their help, oh God, give them to know that you are their source and you are their strength, oh God, my God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for those that are bereaving on this morning, those who have suffered great loss on this morning, Father God, I pray that you will meet them in that place of despair, my God, and you will minister, oh God, to those places, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and you will give them strength, oh God, just to make it through, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, oh God, that you're mindful of your people, oh God, and we're on your heart, and we're on your mind, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and I thank you, oh God, that you are the God who hears, and you are the God who answers prayer, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, oh God, so I just thank you on this morning for all that you're doing, oh God, oh God, you're doing so many things, and you're working in so many areas, oh God, but we thank you, oh God, our greatest consolation is that you are faithful, my God, oh God, your track record is that you are faithful, oh God, and that you can do all things but fail, Father God, and there's no situation, oh God, our God, that goes past you that's unnoticed, there's no situation, oh God, hallelujah, God, that you can't fix, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father, so we bless you on this morning, Father God, and we thank you for moving in the midst of your people, oh God, our God, we thank you for bringing resolve and resolution, oh God, we thank you for giving peace on this morning, my God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for supernatural strength on this morning, strength in the inner man on this morning, my God, in the name name of Jesus, Father. So we bless you on this morning, oh God. Hallelujah. We cast every care upon you, oh God. Oh God, knowing that you love and you care for us, Father God. Knowing that you're concerned, oh God, about the smallest, the very minutest thing, oh God, that we might experience, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, so we just bless you on this morning, Father God. Oh God, we give you all praise on this morning, my Lord. We give you all the glory on this morning, my God, and we give you all the honor, God. And we thank you, oh God. We thank you for moving in our midst, oh God. Oh God, and we just bless you, oh God, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. And we thank you, oh God, this morning for you allowing us to gather in your precious name. Oh God, this morning we come, oh God, but for no reason, and that's to give you glory, to give you your honor, oh God, and to give you praise. We come this morning, oh God, with an open heart and with our hands lifted up, oh God. We come, oh God, just to tell you that you are great and you are greatly to be praised, oh God. And we say, oh God, this morning that there is none like you in all of the earth, and there's none to compare to you, oh God. And so, God, we gathered in your name to call on your mighty name this morning, oh God, because we need you like never before, oh God. And so we are calling on you. We are asking, oh God, that you would have mercy towards us. We're asking you, oh God, that your mighty hand would move in our lives. We're asking you, oh God, that you would forgive us. We're asking you, oh God, that you would deal with us, your creation. This morning, oh God, we are coming as humble as we know how. We are coming, oh God, because we need you to move. We have some things, oh God, that we are dealing with, oh God, and so we are lifting them up to you, oh God. We are lifting up, oh God, the Bahamas to you this morning. We are lifting up, oh God, the East Coast, North Carolina, South Carolina, those, oh God, that have been hit with natural disasters, oh God. We are lifting up, oh God, your people on behalf, oh God, of the intercessors. We are standing in the gap, lifting up the body of Christ. We're calling on you, oh God, because we need you to touch and to move in our homes, on our jobs, in our community, in this country, oh God. And so, God, we confess that we can't do it without you, and we don't want to do it without you, oh God. We don't want to live this life without your hand moving in our lives. We don't want to live without you moving, oh God, without you directing us, without you teaching us, without you helping us, without you guiding us, oh God. We don't want to live without you correcting us, oh God. So God, we lay ourselves before you, God. We lay ourselves on the altar this morning, and we're asking you, oh God, that you would have your way. God, we are praying this morning for the Bahamas, but God, we are going on behalf of justice and equality, oh God. We're asking you, oh God, that you would help man to see that all lives matter, oh God. Oh God, your word said that the strong should bear the burden of the weak. And so, God, we are calling on you, asking you that you would cause your people to rise up and to help those that need, oh God, assistance. Those, oh God, that are on the East Coast, oh God, that have been affected. Those, oh God, that are in the Bahamas area, oh God. Those that are in the Florida area, oh God, we are praying for them, oh God. Those we know, and then God, those that we don't know, we ask for mercy. We ask, oh God, that you would help us, that you would cause man to rise up and be your hands and your feet in this earth. That God, that we would surrender, oh God, our heart and heart, and we would surrender to the heart of Christ, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would teach us, oh God, how to be our brother and our sister's keeper, oh God. Oh, God, this morning we are calling on you, oh, God. And so, God, we're asking you to forgive us, oh, God, for being a selfish and a hardened heart, people. We're asking you, oh, God, that you would forgive us, oh, God, for being a community and a people, oh, God, that is selfish, oh, God, and self-righteous. God, we're asking that you would forgive us and you would have mercy on us, that we may have mercy on others. Oh, God, this morning we're asking for forgiveness. God, that you would remove from our hearts and our minds, our wills, oh, God, even our laws, the laws, oh, God, that don't speak well of you, oh God, the laws that have been changed to embrace the desire of man's heart. God, we pray in the name of Jesus for forgiveness. Forgive us, oh God, when you told us to go right and we went left. Forgive us, oh God, when we embraced wrong for right. Forgive us, oh God, when we've taken and removed you from our homes, from our hearts, oh God, from our community, from our neighborhood, from our schools, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, that we removed you from our laws and our standards. And so, God, we repent this morning before you, oh God, and we're asking you, oh God, that you would deal with us, that we as your creation would find our way back to our Creator, that we, oh God, as your people would find our way back to our God, that we, your people that are wrong, would find our way back to righteousness and truth. And so, God, this morning we are praying, oh God, on behalf of your people, asking you, oh God, that you would turn us from our wicked ways. We ask, oh God, that you would turn our minds, oh God, and our will back to the will and the mind of Christ this morning. We pray, oh God, that you would forgive us for our wicked ways so you can hear from heaven and forgive us of our sins and heal our land, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would open up our eyes and help us, oh God. Open up our eyes to your moving, oh God. Open up our eyes so that, God, when we see tragedies, oh God, when we see the fires that are burning in the Pacific, oh God, when we are seeing and dealing with sicknesses and wars and natural disasters, oh God, and even death, God, when we are seeing the hard places that we are in with racism and inequality, oh God. Oh God, that we don't take it just as a normal act. Don't let us, oh God, forget who you are. Help us, oh God, to be your people to redeem our time, oh God. Don't let us be so busy, oh God, that we don't realize and get ready for your coming. And so, God, this morning we are asking that you would even help us to prepare for your return. We ask, oh God, that you would forgive us, oh God, for being so busy about what we are doing that we forget who you are, our great God. And so, God, this morning we as intercessors are standing in the gap asking you for your forgiveness, oh God, and your mercy. Have mercy on us, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, and help us, oh God. Help us, oh God, to be ready for when we stand before you, oh God. When you crack the sky, we want to be ready, oh God. We want to be ready to hear you say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. We don't want to hear you say, depart from us, you worker of iniquity. So, oh God, we ask that you would help us to redeem the time, oh God. Help us, oh God, to prepare ourselves for your return, oh God. Help us, oh God, not to take these things lightly, oh God. But God, we ask, oh God, that you would have mercy and
and you would give us another time, oh God, another space, another opportunity, and another privilege, oh God, to come to know you in the pardon of our sins. We pray for, oh God, those that don't know you. We are standing in the gap, oh God, for those that are connected to us, those, oh God, in our family members, oh God, that know of you but have denied your power. We pray, oh God, for those, oh God, that walk the streets that have not been introduced to you, oh God. We ask, oh God, for your mercy and your grace, oh God. Oh God, help us so that we're not consumed, oh God, with our own pleasures and our own desires, that we forget our great God. Forgive us, oh God, and help us. Teach us, oh God, your ways. We surrender ourselves unto you. And so, God, we say, let it begin in us. Oh God, transform us. Renew us, oh God, and restore us. Revive us back, oh God. Oh God, and save us, oh God, those that walked away from the faith. We ask, oh God, that you would reclaim the backslider. Help us, dear God. And even, God, the things that are going on around us, help us not to get distracted with what's going on around us. But, God, we know that this life is but for a season. We know that this life is temporal, oh God, but help us to prepare ourselves for eternity. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you would be with us, oh God, and that you would restore back unto us everything that the enemy has stolen from us. And God, this morning we give you praise and we give you honor and we give you glory, for it's all due you. You are our great and merciful God. You are our holy and our righteous God. And so, God, everything we need, you have. And so we are calling on you this morning, and we're saying, oh God, have your way. Empower us, oh God, to do what you have called us and directed us and designed us and purposed us to do, oh God. And God, we'll let you do what you do. We'll let you save the unsaved, oh God. We'll let you deliver those that need to be delivered. We'll let you pull out of the crack house someone's father. Oh God, we'll let you restore us back to our initial country that was built on your laws and your standards. We say, oh God, let this morning, let your kingdom come, and God, let only your will be done. And we ask it all in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray. That wonderful name, that holy name, that sweet name, Jesus Christ, the powerful name of Jesus Christ, we pray. In this name, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord. You alone are holy, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you're the shepherd. And we are your sheep of your pasture, Lord. I pray, Lord God, that you would heal our hearts and our minds and our ears so that we would listen to your voice, because the sheep know your voice. Oh, Lord God, remove the stumbling blocks that would cause us not to hear your voice. Remove the stumbling blocks and the snares and the tares that would cause us not to follow you, Lord. Let us receive your eternal life. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that no one can snatch us out of your hands. You give us eternal life, and we shall never perish. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us to the Lord Jesus. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that no one can snatch us out of your hand. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for revealing to us, your people, the relationship that you have with your Son, the Lord Jesus, and how the Father and the Son are one. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, you give us the knowledge of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, of how God is one, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, you would remove the confusion out of the body. Cleanse us, Heavenly Father, of our lack of understanding of all false imagery and beliefs concerning your Son, concerning the ministry of Christ Jesus, concerning the ministry of Jesus as he walked on earth in the flesh, and how we know Christ Jesus now, the glorified Son, Lord. I pray, Heavenly Father, you would remove the confusion, remove the ignorance from our hearts and minds, Lord, of the things that we were taught about you or believe in you that aren't true, Lord. Cleanse us, Heavenly Father. Let us understand that the Son and the Father are one. Let us understand the gift of the Holy Spirit, Lord, the Spirit of Christ. Heavenly Father, let us understand the old covenant and the new covenant. Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord God, that you would give us understanding on what you're doing with the Gentiles, Lord. I pray, Lord God, even there are so many of us, Lord, who are saved Gentiles, Lord. I pray, Lord God, you remove the confusion, Lord, on how we are to worship you, Lord. For many are going back to the law. Some people are trying to take up Jewish customs. Heavenly Father, I pray. For we come from these pagan nations, Lord. Teach us, Lord God, how to worship you in the spirit and in truth, Lord, that we would be one people, even as you have said in your word, Lord. I pray, Lord God, that you would remove those bondages, Lord God, from the cultures that we come from, the generational sins and all that generational witchcraft, Lord. I pray, Lord God, you cleanse us, Lord God, and sanctify us, Lord God, from the paganism, from the witchcraft of our ancestors, Lord. Sanctify us, Lord. Teach us how to worship you, that we would fully seek you, Lord, that your Son would be our Messiah. He is the Savior of the whole world, removing the clutter and confusion of the culture. Teach us, Lord God, how to worship you. I pray that we would be in harmony with your word, Lord. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would teach us, Lord God, how to read the Bible, Lord. Remove the confusion on how to read the Bible. Remove the blinders from our eyes. I pray, Lord God, that you would break down your word for us, Lord. Heal us, Lord God, of any misunderstandings with the translation, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, give us a pure translation of your word, that we would understand it, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for removing the religious roadblocks that keep us separated from you. I thank you, Lord God, for your eternal life that you give through your Son, Lord. I pray, Lord God, that you would remind us, our families, the church, remind us, Heavenly Father, of your eternal life, and that we shall never perish. And fill us, Lord God, with your love for your Son. Oh, Heavenly Father, stir us up, Lord God, with a love for your Son. And how can we love your Son, Lord, if we don't understand completely what he's done, Lord? I pray, Lord God, you would reveal it, Lord, to our hearts, Lord, what your Son has done for us, Lord, that we would rejoice, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for removing those doctrines of man. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for revealing that you and your Son are one. Oh, Lord God, thank you, Lord, for revealing yourself to us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for removing the snares of the wicked one, Lord. Thank you for healing our hearts. Thank you for washing us and cleansing us from the opinions of man. Thank you for washing and cleansing us. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me on this call?
Okay.
If you can hear me.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not sure what happened. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Jesus, we bless your name this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we give you glory this morning. Let's just give him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. No weapon. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Amen. Every break in communication. Amen. Everything that came to disrupt the line this morning. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
God, in the name of Jesus, that everything is going down about
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And we bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for victory this morning, God. Hallelujah. Over every distraction, God. We thank you this morning, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, that you would bless us today. Oh, God, we thank you for the success of this time of coming together, Father. We thank you, God. Oh, God, that no weapon that is formed against this, oh, God, will prosper, Father. We thank you. Oh, God, that you would have your way, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, God, even as we desire to come before your throne of grace, Father, I thank you now. Oh, God, that your spirit is on assignment, God, to annihilate every spirit, God, that's not like you. And, Father, even in this hour, even in this season, Father, I pray for us. I pray, oh, God, that our spiritual discernment, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus. God, be in tune in this hour, God, that we will be able to sense, to see, to hear. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, those things that are around us. Oh, God, even as you expose the hearts of men, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that no weapon that is formed against us shall be able to prosper. Father, I thank you that in this hour you are moving by your spirit. Oh, God, you are moving by your spirit, oh, God, to make known. And so, Lord, we just thank you right now, God, that this time of intercession, it belongs to you. I thank you, oh, God, that this is the hour that we have dedicated to you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we bless you. God, that even as we set our hearts towards you, God, that even as we open up our mouths wide, Father, that you would feel it. God, that you would give us the words to express, God, that you would give us what to pray, God, that you would give us articulation of speech, God, in the name of Jesus, God, as we desire to stand in the gap, as we have been assigned in this hour, oh God, to pray, without ceasing, oh God, God, and so we thank you that one of us can chase a thousand, but two of us can put 10,000 to flight. And so, God, I pray this morning, God, for those, oh God, that you've allowed, oh God, to be joined to us, even in this season, oh God, those, oh God, that you have called, oh God, those that you have preordained, God, for what you have established, no one, God, can destroy, God, and so we come against the spirit of the destroyer this morning, God, we come against every spirit, God, that desires to block us out, God, every spirit, God, that desires to shut our mouth. Ekora mama so koda raba ha samando sha
Oh, Father, we pray today, God, surround us with your presence. God, surround us, oh, God. God, thank you for protecting us, oh, God, against the wiles of the enemy. God, we need you in our uprising and our down city. God, as we go throughout the day, oh God, we plead the blood. God, we plead the blood of Jesus over every vessel, oh God, that comes into our proximity. God, every vessel, God, that the enemy has access to. God, every vessel that gives him an open door, God, to bring injury or harm to us. Oh, God, we pray this morning, oh, God, God, that you would shield us, oh, God, shield and protect us, oh, God, watch over your people, God, that no harm will come near our dwelling. God, you said 1,000 shall fall at our right hand, and 10,000 at our left. God, but none of these plagues shall come nigh us. We're calling on the God of our salvation. We're pulling on your covenant agreement with us. You are our protector, you are our healer, God, expose every enemy. God, expose the wolves and sheep clothing, expose them. Expose every demonic force, oh God, that's around us. Expose every demonic agent, oh God, that desires to carry out, the assignment of hell, oh God, expose him in this hour, oh God, God, and show us what we are to do. Show us, God, our weaponry, oh God, show us. God, and we thank you, God, that angels are assigned all around us. Angels, God, we dispatch your angels now. Dispatch them, oh God, into our homes. Dispatch them around our vehicle. Dispatch them, God, even around our local assembly. Dispatch them, oh God, to our jobs. God, let the angels be on assignment. God, with the sword of the Lord in their hands. God, have your way. Have your way today. God, don't let us lean into our own understanding, but in all our ways, we want to acknowledge you. Ekoda mama maso koda mandi ando hosha.
God, we want to acknowledge you, oh God, amen, so, God, because we know that you are ever present, God, amen, so you are the omniscient God, and the omnipresent God, there is no way around you. I thank you, oh God, amen, so that the workings of our enemy is no secret to you, my God, amen, so, God, and so, Father, we say destroy, destroy today. God, the working of the adversary. You promised to be an adversary to our adversary and an enemy to our enemy. And so, Father, this morning we say make haste to deliver. Let's give him glory this morning. I believe he's turning things even in this prayer. So I thank you for turn around. I thank you that you're turning it around. I thank you, oh God, that you are destroying the works of our enemy. Father, I thank you that you destroy the work of every imp. Amen. So I thank you on this morning. Amen. So Tamaya. Yes, oh yes, for the just shall live by faith. Mandosha, I thank you for freedom of expression. I thank you that we're opening up our mouths wide so that you can feel it. Amen. So Thank you, Lord, for the weapons of our warfare. They are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. Amen. So, hallelujah. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. So.
Oh, Jesus, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord. My prayer is that you understand and discern the critical season that we are in.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In this week alone, just crazy stuff has happened with me, from falling to almost cracking my skull, but ending up with a sprained neck, to someone breaking in our church on yesterday, to my car window just all of a sudden won't let up, to just sitting just with somebody spraying cleanser, literally fighting for my breath on my way home, feeling like I'm going to have have an asthma attack. When I tell you that we are in a time of demonic warfare, Jesus. And he uses small things. Who would think a fall, Jesus, would sprain my neck? Who would think, Jesus, just cleansing would almost literally have me feel like I'm fighting for air as I'm driving home last night, Jesus. But the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. No weapon that is formed against us shall be able to prosper. So we ask the Lord now, allow the angels, our God, to be in position with the sword of the Lord in his hand. When the enemy comes in like a flood,
thank you for what the enemy meant for bad.
Around
for your good, hallelujah. Thank you that your
Jesus, every assignment of the enemy is canceled. I decree and I declare it. I speak it into the atmosphere. Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the fire of the Holy Ghost. The fire of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
My God, have mercy.
Yes, Lord. Amen. So come on.
Yes, God.
Saints of God. Even in all of this, I still must declare that when God has ordained a thing, no weapon that is formed. When God has ordained a thing.
Glory. Hallelujah.
When God has ordained it. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
He reminds us of this covenant. If you pass through the water, it will not overtake you. If you go through the fire, it will not burn you. When God has ordained the thing, hallelujah, no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper.
nowhere.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Yes,
God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you. Oh, yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And the testimony in that is on Sunday night, the Lord, hallelujah, on Thursday night, the Lord told us at the close of Bible study just to pray for the church, just to pray over the building. Release angels on the door. God gave us that in the benediction of our prayer.
Oh,
hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh,
hallelujah, because he is not a reactive God. He is proactive. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And we are still baffled. They were still just laughing and encouraged by the fact that even though they came in, a brand new Mac computer sitting on my desk. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. They didn't even go in my office. Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Little
they didn't even touch the door. Hallelujah, Jesus. They went in every other room. You can tell when they went in all of the other rooms, but they did not go in their office. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. That is a hand of protection. So even in the midst of all of that, God is faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. So he let us see that the weapon was being formed, but it wasn't going to prosper. Hallelujah, Jesus, that they were attempting, but it didn't prosper. We must hire my soul, celebrate what God is doing in spite of us.
Thank you, Jesus.
In spite of the attack, God still protects. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, saints of God, even in the midst of no matter what the weapon that is formed against you, I need you to be encouraged and know that your God, hallelujah, will alert you what to pray. Hallelujah. He will give you how to cover yourself. Be sensitive in this hour.
Yes, God.
Be sensitive.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Even when I look back on Sunday night at our evening service, he even had us as we were getting ready to end that time of prayer, to pray about accidents and don't take for granted, hallelujah, how accidents and incidents and major things happen from small things. That was Sunday. And then by Wednesday, I'm having my own incident. God is higher man, so he is always speaking, Jesus. And if you listen, he will teach you and give you how to cover yourself. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I have to testify of his power. Testify of his goodness. The weapons are formed, but they don't prosper.
Hallelujah.
We do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And so today I just thank him that today, we remind him of his covenant, that 1,000 shall fall at our right hand, 10,000 at our left, but none of these plagues shall come nigh our dwelling. Thank you, God, that our dwelling place is secure. No weapon formed against where we dwell, where we live, shall be able to prosper. Father, I thank you for security over our home. I thank you for protection over our house, over our family.
Thank you, Lord.
And Father, that you will expose even those that pray evil against us. I pray for you in this hour that you will understand that there are those that pray evil, but God will cause you to know who they are. That you not walk blindly. Every prayer of evil against us. God calls us to be sensitive.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
Shammai.
Oh, God.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
Pray for spiritual ears. Not to retaliate, but to walk in wisdom. Father, give me understanding. Enlighten me. Open up my ears. So I will know those that are among me.
Yes, Lord.
Your life is all you have. Hallelujah. Your life is all you have. And it will only be an offense to those who speak evil against you. If you pray, hallelujah, that God expose them, it's only an offense to those who speak evil against you, who pray against you. Your prayer for this will only offend those who are praying against you, and it won't offend those who love you. So my prayer is, God, reveal those. God, because my life, you got to guard your life in this hour. My God.
Oh, God.
You got to guard it. Jesus, shield me from the evil wishers. Give me keenness in the Holy Ghost. Don't just operate carelessly with your life or your soul. Bringing your souls into atmospheres and arenas. Hallelujah, Jesus, where there are wolf-like spirits, where there are spirits to snare and to destroy. Hallelujah, your purpose. Care about your spiritual life. Care about your natural life. Ask God to show you. So that you can be a good steward over this vessel, over your assignment.
Oh, God, have mercy, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
I know that he does it. He did it for Elijah. Every time I think of that picture of Elijah when he was up high and they were sending people to him. Hallelujah, Jesus. All he said is, if I be a prophet. And those whose intentions and heart that was not right, they dropped right there. God will expose. God will not allow the enemy to come into your proximity. Hallelujah. And not reveal it to you. You need the fire of the Spirit in your life. To expose. Jesus, God, reveal the spirits around me. Reveal
around me.
My life is all I have. I will not operate carelessly. I will not leave myself open to any and everything.
No, this is for her snake.
I cannot leave my heart and my spirit open to everything.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Miss Lashiki. Oh, God, for confirming your word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Walk circumspectly. When you are doing a work for kingdom, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When you are doing a kingdom work, hallelujah. You've got to allow the Spirit of God to speak to you, because you have a true adversary. Thank you, Lord. But greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Jesus, thank you, God.
I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
For confirming your word. Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I speak peace over you. I speak peace over you. I speak peace over you. Ekodamanso, and everything that concerns you. Jesus. Ekodamanso, koma.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. So,
hallelujah.
Thank
I speak in alertness and soberness in the spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God. Yes, Lord.
Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Lord.
In tune,
yes,
aware.
Lord.
Come on,
yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Aware. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, so good about. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for revelation in this hour, God, that you will reveal and expose and make known, Jesus. Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord. I thank God for your life. Hiya, my soul.
Yes,
hallelujah. I thank you that he preserves you and keeps you from sickness and infirmity and disease.
Yes.
Yes,
God.
I thank him that he covers us from untimely and premature deaths. Thank you. That he covers our life, that long life shall he satisfy us with. That is the word that when we bind the word to our neck, that long life it shall satisfy us with.
Yes,
I thank you for long life, God. Amen. So I thank you for life of purpose. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Our life has purpose. Our life has purpose. Etamanso. My Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Etamanso. Ekodamamamamanso. Kodamandia. Oh, yes. Ekandarabo. Shama. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, Shama. Matabaso. Thank you, Lord. Hatamanso. Kodamai. Thank you, Jesus, for purpose that's found only in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Saints of God, we have been called into the kingdom to advance the kingdom. Glory to God. Let's not get distracted, sidetracked, hallelujah, oh God, or divided. We have one agenda, that is to advance the agenda of heaven, that is to do the will of God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We've got to do the will of the Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, ekodamanso. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So I bless him this morning that I believe that him being the God of covenant is going to watch over you, over your family, over your finances. Jesus, everything that concerns you. Oh, God, emanso kodabai. Everything that concerns your life, everything that concerns everybody that's connected to you, I plead the blood. Jesus, thank you, Lord. And I thank the Lord that you have said yes to the call of God to pray, to serve, whatever your assignment is in the kingdom. I thank the Lord that you have said yes to it, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for their yes. Thank you, God, for their willingness to serve. Oh, God, make their way easy. Jesus, make their way easy, God. Give them understanding. Oh, mama, so tobo, shake a damasia. You truly are who God says you are, and you will do what God says you'll do, and you'll be who God says you will be. And my continuous prayer is that God heal every misunderstanding. Thank you, Lord, that he heals and delivers every area of misunderstanding, that he roots out every area of unforgiveness, and that the love and peace of God abides in us all, Jesus, that we carry his name in honor. Amen, amen. This concludes our time
of prayer
this morning. Thank you, Lord. We want to thank you for joining us today for this time of prayer. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before his presence, to the only wise God, our Savior, be majesty, dominion, and power henceforth, now and forever. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. This concludes this time of intercessory prayer. Go in the very peace and the power of the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Bless you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you.